This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Welcome back. Another riveting episode of our podcast, the Chief or Sean and Sean or Chief Show with Kentucky. And today, I have for you a very, very special guest.
Very special.
In the studio / meth barn behind our shop that we do the podcast in, that we call a studio. Chuck, the man, is in the shop, studio. We're just going to call it studio. He's here.
Studio.
Chuck's in the studio with us today.
Shutting down the studio.
And he is here to talk about his amazing job last night on the episode of the show that we're not allowed to talk about called Street Outlaws.
Yes. On the Discovery Channel Monday nights at 8.
That we're not allowed to talk about. Chuck's here. Chuck's here to talk about stuff that we're not allowed to talk about. So we've also got a bunch of questions for Chuck. We have our own questions and some of your questions, which kind of are the same questions. And then, we're just going to go off because Chuck's here and we needed a change. Kentucky was really getting on our fucking nerves. So we got Chuck.
Piss off.
Hey, Kentucky.
He's still here.
Chuck, introduce yourself to our tens of people that listen to our podcast.
Hell yes. I am the spinningest motherfucker out there. There's no one that can outspin Chuck, especially after last night.
Did he say spin or spit?
Spinning, spitting. It's all the same shit. I just can't get right. That's all there is to it. Chuck just can't fucking get right.
I know you can't get right. I was with SEMA with you for a week, and I know you can't get right.
I watched him the whole time thinking, Chuck can't get right.
I don't see how he's standing. Like the amount of fireball that this person consumes is seriously, it's got to be poisonous.
I like to party.
He sent it up a couple of times in the limo and said, pass it around till it's gone. I don't want it back. And it always ended up back at him.
And no one ever took a drink, and he just killed it.
Yeah. Bunch of chicken shits.
Man.
Goddamn 1,400 people in that fucking limo and that fucking fireball. That
it made
fireball
it back to
always
you
came
time.
Back to Chuck. Yep. And then somehow... I still was the last one to go to bed.
Yeah, no joke you were, because you were having to give everybody rides. So, in case you guys aren't aware of who Chuck is, Chuck's on the television show Street Outlaws with me and Chief, or me and Sean.
Wow.
It's been a long day so far. With me and Sean, and he drives the white Mustang with the... small tires that we call the death trap.
Let's reframe that. The white Mustang drives Chuck because Chuck ain't doing shit on driving that fucking white Mustang.
Look, Chuck, me and Sean know. We've been around you long enough to know you can drive.
Yes.
America may not understand, but there was a saying at one time that I made up from standing behind him on the starting line for so many years helping him with his car. Well, until
can I guess what it is?
Until he pissed me off and I didn't help him no more. But what is it?
Chucky be driving.
Chucky be driving. We used to say that guy, Chuck can drive.
Because he puts himself in some fucked up situations, though.
Well, Chucky be driving, but he ain't be decision making.
Chucky be making bad decisions, and then he's got to drive to get himself out of them situations.
That's how he's such a good driver.
Yes.
So last night on the show... We raced some import guys.
Foreign imports.
The cars.
That's what they kept saying.
Yeah,
that's
foreign imports. Yeah, the show
imports.
And the show
as
made
opposed
it.
Opposed to
imports.
Great
imports.
As opposed to what?
Not sure what the difference is, but there's a difference between foreign imports, maybe American imports.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe if you were
American.
Bred in America, they're just imports. But if you were born, if you were bred out of America, maybe they're foreign imports.
I didn't get the whole foreign import.
And the one guy drives an Eagle Talon. That's like a Dodge. That's not even an import.
Yeah, man, like him and Dominator hang out.
Yeah. I don't think him and Dominator. And no one hangs out with Dominator. Not even Derek after that shit Dominator pulled last week. So we're racing the import guys. The show really made it a whole lot more about America versus other areas in the world than we did.
Non-American.
That wasn't really our doing. We were just trying to have fun with it. And we, the great thing about it was a real breath of fresh air because every week we're trying to find people to race in real life. And we're trying to find guys that street race. We're trying to find guys that don't lie about it. We're trying to, because not every week we get called out by some track racer from your local town, and him and his buddies say they all street race, but no one's ever seen him street race since like 86.
And it'll hook on a dirt road and in a car wash, and I had it out last week and all that stuff.
And it's all the same cars. It's all the same people. It's all the same shit. So when this deal came about with Amoris, the guy from Kansas City or whatever, who I really like. He's a really great guy, and he's hilarious. And we had a great time at the Dino Day with him. But
he's a betting motherfucker too, though.
Yeah,
don't believe his fucking religion. He is full of shit.
Hey, but we believed it for like 2 or 3 minutes. It was, and he's like, well, because you don't want to be. And I was like, oh, okay.
You don't want to be the guy on TV when the guy says it's against my religion. You don't want to be the guy who shits on his religion.
He says, oh, fuck your religion.
And you also don't want to be the guy who busts him out for gambling a couple weeks before. Because I felt like, I did it because he kept it up.
You go, wait a
fucking minute. Yeah, it hit me about midway through that, hold on a minute, I've bet with this guy a lot.
Yeah.
So, but I thought maybe it wasn't on TV, and then I remembered it was on TV. We filmed the Dino Day, so it's like, I'm not going to bust him out, but then if he's already busting himself out, you're not going to lie to us. Yeah. But long story short, it was a breath of fresh air because the cars were really cool. Different cars. They were awesome to look at. They were awesome to be around. They were awesome to hear them run. The people were in energetic. They were enthusiastic.
They're happy to be there.
They were happy to be there. And they didn't lie.
No.
They didn't show up and go, we street race all the time. No, they said, look, we don't street race. Yep. That's not what we do. But we drag race. We're good at it. And we think that we have cars that sit like yours or better.
And we can get down this road.
Yeah, they showed up thinking they could win.
And hey, not one of those guys bitched about the road, which there was plenty to bitch about that road.
We did.
Yeah, I bitched about the road.
Yeah.
And then somehow, by a fucking force of magic, my car went right down. Hey, I still can't figure it out, but it was fast.
It was fast.
It was a good pass. For that road, it was amazing. So I'm going to spend a few days going back over some data and trying to figure out how I did that. And then I'm going to take all you bastards back to that road and fuck you up with that tune-up.
Well, I mean,
that won't be hard. Not for me.
So
the way my car's been running lately. Yeah.
So we were very happy that the rotary deal, you know, because I've always liked the sound of rotaries. And
they're so awesome on the two-step.
Yes, they're very awesome. And the cool thing is Chuck actually introduced us to the import racing a long time ago. So we're not unaware of how fast those cars are. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I would say in 99, I was racing a short wide bed pickup, Chevrolet pickup with a small block in it. And I was racing Chuck in front of his shop back then. And Chuck had all kinds of different import cars, but he had an S2000 that ran fucking low 14s, high 13s in 99. That was his daily drive. It was his wife's car, you know. And then he had a gray Civic street car, ran 11s. He had all kinds of shit. And of course he had the flagship car for his shop, Alternative Motorsports, which was the, the red 2-door Civic that Duffy, hatch.
Yeah, Mike Duffy built the car.
Mike Duffy built that car. Dude, that car still to this day has fabrication and engineering things about that car that no one will ever understand unless you look it over in the eyes of Duffy. You know what I mean? Like, that was one of the first cars that came out that was like, someone took an import serious, you know, and Chuck dominated all over the country with that thing.
Until they ruled him out of everything.
Well,
he kicked everybody's ass so much that he won so much they ruled him out of the classes.
Right. The only import that I've ever owned was the one that I won on Pink's. And the only way that I won that is when I saw it, I called Chuck and I said, hey, well, I'm racing this car, and I could tell him anything about it, and he knew everything about the car so much that he could tell me what it ran before, so that me and Dave and Asian and everybody in Farm Truck could put a tune-up in the Mustang that we knew could outrun it, because Chuck told us what it ran. He's like, dude, the fastest guy in the whole world, and that tire only runs this. And then he's got this with this block and that head, and he's got, I don't care if it's got nitrous or not. If it ain't got a turbo, you ain't got to worry about it. Shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Chuck was the import god around here, and he had a hatchback, single turbo, stock block Honda, right?
Yep.
And it went 820s?
821 at 184.
On a 28-inch tire.
On a 28-inch tire. It went 827 on a 26-inch tire. And when I first started in the scene, they told me I had to switch to a 28. I had 26s on it at the first race. And they said, you can't go faster than 9.0s on a 26. And before it was all done, I went 820s on a 26-inch inch tire.
So while not everybody knows, because they've only watched the show, they may not know that Chucky be driving, they may not know that Chucky be importing, and they may not know that Chucky is fast. Because as of lately, he's been in a little bit of a slump with this car. And,
a little bit.
Well,
I wouldn't
let's
call
face
that
it.
A little slump.
Let's face it.
That's a fucking slump.
No, it is a fucking slump. But let's face it. Before the show, you never were about racing the big tire cars heads up. You never gave a shit about racing big tire cars. You had a small tire car that you raced in small tire classes, or you raced other small tire cars on the street.
That's correct.
And that's what you were good at.
Yes.
And you were the best at it.
He was.
You know, I mean, before the show, you were our small tire guy. We took you everywhere and you raced all the small tire guys, and you won a lot. But since the show, you've had to try and keep up with this list thing. And the hard part about that is you have to do things that a small tire car can't do, or it's really, really difficult to do. And if you do it, you're just getting lucky. So you've taken the car and turned it into something that, you know, the front half of the car makes 25 or 2600 horsepower, and the back half of the car is set up for 900 horsepower. You know what I mean? So we know that, but not everybody knows that. But it's not going to be like that for long. We're not gonna spoil it. Yeah. We're not gonna tell any secrets. But the amazing Mike Duffy, who had everything to do with his previous cars, Chuck's previous race cars, let's just say that Mike Duffy is carving out a new era for the Death Trap.
Well, and we all knew that it would happen. There's only so long you can beat Chuck, and a guy like Chuck's not cool with losing.
No, Chuck, he's too competitive to lose. He's too competitive to deal with the issues of small tires.
He's taking it well, though.
Has he?
Well, for what I figured he would.
Let's see. He's fought people. He's spit on people. He's thrown his helmet. He's stepped on his hood. He's done everything but set that car on fire on purpose. I'm not sure that if that's taking it well. I hate to see what Chucky does when he's mad. Oh, wait, no, wait. I've seen him pull a shotgun on somebody one time. So let's just say that Chuck's not cool with what's going on either, but we have a schedule to upkeep. So if you want to be a part of this deal, you have to race every weekend, and they don't let you take your car apart. You know what I mean? If they did, all of our cars would be apart because we've been racing them so hard and heavy for so long, you know? So, but at one time, hell, Chucky had the fastest mile an hour on a plate with a small walk. Since he went domestic, he didn't stop. When he went domestic, he was still competitive. He had a conventional headed small block with a 26-inch tire and went 5-0s at 135, had the mile-an-hour in Mod Street classes, had the ET record for a while in Mod Street classes with a small block. Like, the dude can race car. Yeah. But here lately,
It's been like a fucking airplane out of control. I lost one of my wings, and I'm on a fucking downhill spiral to a fucking turd bath. Fucking ugly.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch myself on TV.
Well, and not
it's
only that.
Fucking bullshit. Yeah. I mean,
well, not only that.
I can't even turn the shit off.
Used to be whenever we would lose, it would be no big deal. But now you lose, you got 2.5-3 million people going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I had 7 people watching standing on the side of the street. They're like,
I don't even know what you're doing here and shit like that. It's rough.
Because when he would lose before, he would only lose to big tire guys. And when he lost, it was, you know, damn, he almost won, or it was really close. But nowadays, nobody gives a fuck.
Before the TV, when those 7 people were standing on the side of the road, I kicked everybody's ass. I mean, ask Boosted how many times he had his ass handed to him when he raced me before the TV showed up. I mean, Boosted was 0-3 against Chuck, and then all of a sudden they turn on the fucking cameras, and I just can't get right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's, I feel you.
You know, so. But you've had mild success with it on the show. You did well. You know, every once in a while you'd catch a pretty good wind gust
out of 7 fucking races.
And you did well.
Fucking ugly.
Hey,
let's just get right down to it.
But we have to remember people bitch at me all the time. Say, why do you let Chuck race out of towners? Why do you take Chuck out of town? Why do you take Chuck out of town? Let me put it to you like this, people. This is something that no one will ever understand but us. There's a few people that we've taken out of town since before the show. You know, there's a few people that have handled out of towners for us when we couldn't. You know, I remember when Crazy Kelly came to town, my car wasn't even running. Sean's wasn't even running. Crazy Kelly came to town, tried to take over the 405, and Chucky showed him what's up. Chucky outrun the dude. So there's a lot of things that go into that. Plus, you don't want to go out of town without Chuck. Yeah. You don't want to go anywhere without Chuck. And I promise you, when it counts. Okay, yeah, last night we're kicking butt. Everybody wins but Chuck. So what?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
So what? But when it counts, Chucky comes through. Yep. You know what I mean? He beat Baller in Texas the first season. Right? You beat Baller, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you beat Baller in Texas the first season.
Who had just fucked me up here.
Who had just, no, not just that. Not just you. Let's face it.
I mean, he won the cash days.
Before the show aired, before the first season aired, we had went to Texas to race their fastest in cash days, and not one of us went past first round. Not me, not you, not Monza, Doc, nobody.
I think Doc made it the second round.
Barely.
It was just because
had to be from a technicality.
No. It was because he had that. He was on that badass road.
Victory.
Remember?
Yeah, and then we got busted.
And then we got busted.
But
remember,
then
I was sitting in the lane
with Baller, and you was picking a fuck Baller up. And then the cops came, and we had to go to a shittier spot. And you smoked tires. Baller went A to B and went, you know, 580 or whatever, like he used to do. So, just for the record, like, you know, look at the videos, look at the situation before the show. Chucky's been around a long time. I mean, I there was a few nights, and that's why I'll always have whatever Chucky's back, because there was a few nights there when we were going to jail and we were hiding in Chucky's shop. You know what I mean? And he hit us out when he had no reason to. You know, he's a business owner who has his head on straight. This is way before now, this is back when he was a business owner and he had his head on straight and he was trying to do good. We were hiding in his shop like a bunch of idiots from the cops, and he hit us out. So, what? I don't give a fuck what y'all say on the internet. Chucky's. You know, he's gonna be a part of it. And when his shit gets right, buddy, I swear, y'all better watch out. This dude has
three turbo cars at the top of the list.
That would be sweet.
That's for damn straight.
He has the attitude for sure to go to beat anyone at any time, and he never feels like he's gonna lose ever.
Well, that's part of his deal is even if he's in a car that doesn't stack up, he still seems to win some races.
Yes.
And that's just pure determination. He makes it happen.
Yes.
He wheels his car down the road.
Sometimes he wheels it into the field.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I've seen him go through the finish line backwards.
Yep. But he's still here because Chucky be driving. Yep. Okay, enough of building Chuck up so that just later on we can bust him down.
Just take a fucking axe handle to my forehead.
The bets. So they didn't show it the way that it went down.
No.
Okay. They showed it a little bit, you know, but and you got to love them. It was the best episode I've seen in a while.
It was good.
Yeah.
The best episode I've seen in a while. The editing was much, much better. The situations were much better. The interviews were much more real. They were less pushed. They were less scripted interviews. It was more of who we are and what we do.
Yes.
But what they didn't show is that. That was the first time we had raced with that group. You know what I mean? So normally we take my car, Sean's car, the top five. We usually try and take the top five, and then we'll take a couple of small tire guys. That's the normal scenario of what we do when we go out of town. Cameras or no cameras, we'll usually take the top five fastest guys we have at the time, and then we'll take one or two small tire guys, you know, Elko Boosted or Chuck, because those guys are the ones you can count on.
Yeah.
And it's mainly guys that if something happens – you know they'll race out of town with or without cameras, because there's been situations before where the cameras, it rains or whatever, and the cameras leave, and we're stuck there with locked-in bets with these guys.
With other racers.
With locked-in bets. Whether the cameras are there or not, we still got to make this shit happen. And guys like Boosted and the El Camino and Chuck, they will fucking race in the middle of a street no matter what. So
it happened in New Orleans.
It happened in New Orleans. Yeah, Chucky.
Happened in New Orleans when the motor broke on the Murder Nova.
Yeah.
And those guys called us all pussies, said, we don't really race for real. And me and Boosted said, where are we following you?
Yeah, you and Boosted.
Followed these motherfuckers to their
road. And you beat all their big tire guys. So, see, this is part of the stuff that you guys don't see. All you see is Kai Kelly and his buddies whipping us. But in reality, Chucky and Boosted took their fucking, the rest of the guys that were left that night.
I oiled the road down.
Over to another road, and he fucked them all up illegally, you know, without the cameras. So,
It happened in St. Louis.
And it happened in St. Louis when the Elko and Boosted stuck behind after it rained out the Chicago race and everybody was headed home. Boosted and the Elko were having breakfast and one of the Chicago guys, Heyo Steve, found him at breakfast and said, hey, you know, we still got a locked in bet. You guys have to do this. And he didn't think they'd race in the street. And fucking look it up on YouTube.
Daytime.
El Camino and Boosted in the middle of the daytime fucked those dudes up. So we have to know when we take guys out of town that that's what they'll do. So that's why... that's where we end up. Well, we ended up with no cars running. So it was me, Sean, Chuck, Boosted, the El Camino, and Shane, who we took a pretty good chance on. But we went testing with that group of cars, and we were kind of upset because we're like, man, these guys are coming from out of town with imports. But, you know, we were thinking they may not be that hot and heavy imports. And then we see pictures of them, and we're like, oh, my God. Like, these are big tire tube chassis. And as soon as we showed Chuck, of course, Chuck's saying, we're okay as long as they're not pro rear-wheel drive cars, as long as they're not.
Which is what they were.
Yeah. And as soon as he saw them, he goes, oh, yeah, we're fucked. All those cars run sixes and a quarter, you know. So, so they showed up here, and we had to, like, figure out. We had to team up. This was the first time we teamed up with that exact group. But we teamed up and we went testing together, and Shane obviously made a quick hit. None of us did.
No. Shane went right down the road.
So the word was that the Supra guy was a for real street racer. And while we're out testing somewhere in Oklahoma City, this dude's out testing somewhere in Oklahoma City. So I get a video and a tip saying, hey, the Supra's out testing. He's got big tires and a lot of horsepower, and this car's fast on the street. So I was like, great. We're all smoking the tires out here. You know, so we had to pull some hustle. We had to pull it out of our ass with the team that we had assembled here. And so we basically had a little driver's meeting of our own right before the race and said, hey, who do we think is the fastest? You know, okay, we think the fastest is the big tire Supra. So, and he wants to bet the most money. So we're like, Shane, you need to figure out a way to race him first, right out of the trailer, and knock him out, because we know Shane's car will go A to B. And we told him, hey, man, whatever the money is, he's going to try and throw out a big number, because he don't want to race you. He wants to race Murder Nova Chief, you know what I mean, because that's what he's here to do. So he's going to try and throw out a big money number to get you to try and deter you from racing so that he can race one of us.
Yeah, and we told Shane, whatever
and
it is.
And we said, hey, man, whatever.
We'll cover it.
You know, if he says $2,000 or whatever, we'll cover the bet. You just make sure you fuck him up and you don't jump. Well, next thing you know, the guy throws out $5,000.
And Shane just said, done.
And Shane says, done.
And his fucking money.
And
he
we
said
were like,
you'd cover the bet.
Yeah. We didn't mean five. He didn't think he was going to throw out $5,000. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, $2,000, $1,500, $2,000 is
Shane
the most.
Shane didn't even look at us.
No, Shane didn't even look to see if it was okay. He just said $5,000. We're like, oh my God, what just
and
happened?
Next thing I know, Shane's shaking his hand. Done. And got lane choice.
And then the guy says he wants to pull in, you know, his own way. And so Shane says, hey, you pull in however you want, but I want lane choice. Boom. Like, Shane made it happen. We were just all kind of like, what happened there? Yeah. So we all kind of found the matchups that best fit our cars. You know what I mean? And then other than that one. So then Chuck, no. If you remember.
No, I remember
Chuck playing. Chuck wanted to race last. He wanted to race the Mitsubishi because he said that it would break.
Yeah.
I did say that, yeah. I was like, that's something that's
gonna
normally
break.
They normally, when there's a lot of traction on the tracks and stuff, they usually break shit.
Hey,
I mean,
that
I've been
guy,
there.
That
I've
guy's
seen
got his
and
shit together.
And if you also remember, Chucky was also looking out for us, because Chucky said, look, that guy's going to break, and he's going to oil the whole fucking road down. He said, I've been to New Jersey. I've been all over the country racing, and every time one of those motherfuckers pull up, you can pretty much put your shit back in the trailer, because they're going to oil the whole fucking
the
road
down.
Well,
the cars that were just like that one came to that cash days that one time.
From
and
Kentucky.
Both of them broke.
Yeah, and both of them broke
both
and
them
oiled
broke.
The road down.
Yeah, they were from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And there's still oil in front of B&R from that one. Hey, because, that was the cash days that Chucky's rolling around fighting him in the background somewhere. And, remember? And,
oh, it was?
Yeah. He's fighting
somebody. And we were racing him again. And then
it was a rerun.
It was a rerun. Doc rerun him. Doc was like, fuck, I don't care. I'll rerun you.
And they said,
Doc, put 25 fucking cars on.
Alicia, my wife, comes running up to me, and she's like, Justin. I was like, what's up? And she goes, it's Chuck. And I went, oh, fuck. Sure enough, I look back there, and Chuck's rolling around the grass with somebody. I'm like, God damn it. We got to get this fucking race done.
If
so
there was cameras back then.
There was. You just can't see nothing. You just see four red lights.
All you can see is tail lights.
Yeah. So Chucky said, look, I'll get him to race me because, everybody wants to race Chuck. So Chuck said, I'll get him to race me and make him race me last so that if he does roll the road down, everybody else can get their races off and this episode will actually make the air. Because we really was excited about these cars and these people because they were, they had crew shirts.
They were real. And these dudes are real. And cool. I felt like when we pulled up in the parking lot, we were in Atco, New Jersey. I haven't been around that many freaking rotaries in a long time. So I felt like we were on the East Coast.
Well, I know, as soon as I got there, I walked around for 20 minutes looking at their cars.
Oh, dude,
so
cool.
I was amazed.
So
they
want one.
So cool.
It makes me want one so bad. The Super was cool, but he lost $5,000 to Shane. And then Shane was total jerk about it. I mean, the dude lost. Dude never even made a hit.
The dude was cool, too.
The dude was super cool. Shane gave him an extra chance, though, because you can't really tell in the show, but – He broke on the starting line, kind of jumped. Shane let him back up, do it again. The trans brake didn't hold. Shane let him back up and do it again. So Shane was super cool on the starting line, but then, God dang, he goes over there to get his money, and he's a fucking
asshole.
Just
like a fucking ricer to break.
That's what he said.
Then he's got
the guy goes, sorry, man.
He got his flag in his hand.
Yeah, the guy goes, sorry, man, we broke the transmission. Shane goes, ah, well, you know, it's like a fucking import. What do you expect? I was like, wow, what a jerk.
What an asshole.
Dude's being cool, handing you $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be an asshole at that point. You've did what you needed to do.
At that point, man, you say, hey, look, man, sorry you broke.
Yeah.
If you get it fixed, let me know. We'll do double or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Shane's over there. I mean, I was cracking up because Shane, you know, in his interview with I guess Bob had a Captain America
mask on. Oh, my God. That killed me.
But Shane, it was like his first night. He was like, a win's a win. And then I'm like, where the fuck do we get? I mean, it looked like we went to the fucking as far out in the country as we could go. And
we did. That's
up
where Shane
fucking
came
Shane.
From. That's where Shane came
a
from.
A win's a win. And I'm like, when did he start fucking talking like that?
Yeah, Shane, I don't know how he's figured it out, but Bob has more personality in interviews than Shane does. But yeah, he's a win's a win. He took my money, you know. But then he goes over there and he's a total dickhead to him in the when he's collecting his money, man. Hey, when you're collecting money, look at Sean. Did you see what Sean said to the guy? It was an honor, man. It was a pleasure. Thanks. Did you see Sean give the guy a full-blown hug?
Yeah, hey, that dude was cool, man.
Like, they brought it in for the real thing.
Yeah, it was the real thing.
That was a hug.
Chest on chest.
You see how I congratulated my guy? Could you understand what I was saying?
I understood something about him. Small, tart pieces, spinning pieces of shit.
Beep, beep, beep. Fucking beep, beep.
Hey,
here's
yeah,
my
you can
beep,
hear it if you
want. My money.
Beep, beep.
Hey, nice erasure. And I handed him his money and then beep, beep. They really didn't show the part where I threw my laptop out of the car and threw my helmet across the parking lot.
Yeah.
They kind of missed some of that. So
they could get it from
they didn't really show my whole tenter tantrum when I got out of the car and tried to put my helmet through the windshield.
No,
and,
but
yeah,
if
they missed some of that stuff.
I remember.
But if you watch the show again right after Chucky's race, you can hear, I don't know how they got it because obviously they can't get the actual sounds of the cars on the race because they dub in motorcycle sounds and F1 fucking sounds and Ricer turbo sounds.
It wasn't too bad last night.
But then you can hear Chucky on the way back in the background as we're standing there looking at the road and all the smoke. You can hear him on the way back and he is fucking mad at that car. Like you can hear the car making a pass on the way back, probably spinning just as bad as the pass before. Hey, and that's when I looked down the road and I went, Chucky's mad, y'all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, I tried to throw the rods out of it on the way back up.
When he comes back like that, you know he's mad.
Yeah, he was wearing a cape when he got
fuck
out.
That car.
Yeah, he was super mad.
Super mad.
So
fuck that car.
Fuck that car. Because they didn't actually say why everybody's wearing American flags and socks and stuff. Like, then they make us in the interview sound like we're beating up on imports. It wasn't about the import versus domestic thing. It wasn't about the America versus Puerto Rico thing. It was just about being goofy, and we were so happy to race something and someone that was refreshing.
Somebody
you know what I mean?
Somebody
yeah.
Different. These guys, I mean, you know, and hey, let's give it, I mean, Puerto Rico, those guys, if you go down there, those guys are all about racing. If you go to the East Coast and go to any of their events at ATCO or down there in Florida, and, I mean, these dudes, I mean, they'll put a rotary in a freaking Suzuki Samurai. They don't give a shit what it is. They have rotaries in everything they own over there. And,
cool.
And those guys are fucking fast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm not knocking them because the Gottwanchi guy, the yellow car, he made a hell of a pass for a small tire car on that road. I've been on that road. That road sucks. So for him to make a pass against Boosted, that was a good.
I mean, weighed 1,800 pounds.
Wow. Wow, we're going there. We're making excuses. We won. We don't have to make
excuses. I just said it.
Yeah, but I mean,
cool
the black car,
they were fucking awesome.
The black car made
cool
a good hit. The RX-7, they all made good hits. It was I was impressed with their street, even though they weren't street. I was impressed with their street.
Yeah, and even the black car showed up at our Armageddon race.
Well, so did the Mitsubishi.
Yeah, the Mitsubishi.
And he won the second
Mitsubishi,
chance
yeah, what come showed up one Friday night
one Friday
to
night
prove he could get into the big race.
But then what happened?
He got out, fucked
he
up.
First round.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know. He wanted to race me first round. I already had something going on with Monza.
Of course he did.
Yeah, and then you beat Monza.
I beat Monza.
Yeah.
And then I
God
took out the red
I mean
car that.
Yeah, the guy who beat
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, that,
Lucifer.
That beat Shane from a technicality. Or beat Shane. Beat Sean.
Beat Sean.
From a technicality. Yeah. In
hey, they both.
Technicality called blow my motor
the
up.
Technicality.
Still technicality.
Well, blown up.
So, yeah, I took out, you know, a Louisiana car.
Taking out
took
heavy
out
hitters.
One of our heavy hitters first
taking
round.
With a small tire car.
Made it all the way to the, you know, the semifinals with that.
Unfortunately, that didn't make television. So, all we're going to see is you get beat by this guy. And then next week, who did he get beat by?
It's going to be somebody. And it's probably going to be a big tire car. And I'm probably going to bitch about it.
So, everybody saw the video of the Murder Nova getting beat on the internet by the red car. And...
7,000 fucking times.
Everybody. Why you lose to that rotary?
And now?
They're never going to show it. They're never going to show it on TV because Sean lost the rotary. They're never going to show it on TV.
I'm like, show what? That rotary outrunning you.
And then I watched the video they're talking about. You can see in the video that you won. Yeah. Like, even the video that they're posting, you won.
No, I know.
So I'm like... They're like, yeah, but he's doing a wheelie and he's around him. And I was like, yeah, but that's not the finish line. Like the finish line is 660 foot down there.
That was like 30 feet out.
Look at the finish line. Sean won. Yeah, you all ain't gonna show it. I'm like, what? So then we show it. Then it airs and everybody's like, what happened to the pass where you got beat? And I'm like, don't you get it? It's the same pass.
Well, I didn't make a full pass. I pedaled the car twice and then I coasted through the finish line. So I mean, I got him by a car and a half, and everybody's like, well. Should have been more.
Yeah,
fucking wins a win.
Right, probably should have.
Hey,
you know,
what did Shane say? A win's a win.
Win's a win.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear the car next to me, so you know, I coasted the last 100 feet probably. So
okay, so you won. So the internet lied again. Or
but none of those guys are around now.
No.
I haven't seen any of those guys that was talking all that shit or posting that video.
Oh yeah, let's go to Facebook. God damn, we got a lot. Oh my god,
a lot on Facebook?
Yeah, we're all just gonna. Whew. Oh yeah, well, yeah. The other thing, real quick, nitrous. I don't have nitrous on my car, so.
What's that from?
Last night I got a lot of shit last night about me asking Kentucky and Monkey and Alicia if the bottle was on. And then it wasn't on. I went back and double checked it, and it wasn't on. Somebody had accidentally turned it off, so I had to turn it on. It was a big deal. Well, it's a CO2 bottle, people. Okay, it's a CO2 bottle. It's for my boost controller. It's for my shifter. It's for my parachutes. CO2.
Yes.
Not nitrous.
Yes.
If it was nitrous, I wouldn't tell you. I'd still tell you it's CO2, but it's not nitrous. It's CO2. And
right.
Without the CO2, my car will only run fucking 5.0s or 5.10s, and I felt like that little car I was racing would be faster than that. So I needed to make sure my CO2 was on. So,
well, and it needs to shift.
And I love Nitrous Express as a company. And Mike Woods has been with us. I mean, he has supported us since we were way before.
Since other companies were running from us.
Way before the internet. I mean, like back when I was, you know, going to the library and going to Dave's house using free AOL CDs, Nitrous Express was doing things for us back then with Stacy Keen and everybody in Lawton Street Racing. So, I don't care if I have a fucking oxygen tank in my car because I'm too old to race. It's going to have an NX sticker on it. You know, even though if I don't run nitrous, those guys, they have helped us out of many, many jams, and I'm going to run their shit. So you can say I have nitrous. I don't care. Whatever. It's not nitrous. Anybody that wants to come by and check it out, it's CO2.
Well, and I have nitrous on some other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we still like nitrous. I am a nitrous guy at heart. I fucking hate turbo guys. I fucking hate turbo cars. I hate turbo guys. They're all a bunch of fucking technicality wanting, rule changing, begging for shit. I fucking hate them. I'm a nitrous guy at heart, and everybody knows it. I just can't afford it.
Well, fuck you too.
You are too, motherfucker. We all came from nitrous. We hated turbo guys.
No.
In the import world, you came from turbos, but everybody has a turbo.
And then I.
But then when you went domestic, bitch.
I had.
When you went domestic, we all had
nitrous,
and we fucking hated turbo guys. Boosted especially. We fucking. They were. They wanted. They wanted to stage a certain way, and they wanted us to help them stage.
They had all kinds of special needs.
And there was all kinds of special. And then the rules, and they, you know, there's 50 different turbos they could run, and we could only run one nitrous kit. We fucking hated turbo guys. Yeah. There's still that there. I'm still a nitrous guy, and I still have other vehicles with nitrous on them. So I'm always going to support that company, and you know, fuck it, whatever. Yeah. I'll put a nitrous kit on my car just to fucking help NX if they want me to. You know what I mean? Even if I don't ever use it, just because I still like nitrous, and I still like fucking nitrous people. So whatever. Plus, anybody who runs that shit has to be a hard-headed motherfucker to make it work and keep going. So nitrous guys are some of the best tuners in the whole world. Yeah. They are. Dude. Those guys have to fucking keep their shit together for, you know, more than five passes.
Or have spares.
Or they're really good mechanics.
Yeah. You know?
Whereas
they got a lot of time on
every Sunday, they're jerking the motor yeah. out.
Turbo guys, the only reason they're fast is because they can test every weekend. Yeah, because they don't need to. They don't burn them up, you know. So
I made six passes on Saturday.
Yeah,
at the track.
Yeah,
that's before I went and raced Saturday night.
Yeah, to a lot of those nitrous guys, six passes is a season.
Yeah,
of full of motors, you know. So, okay, Chuck. Here we go, buddy. This one is this is our question and answer from the Facebook. This is all the questions on Facebook from the for Chuck. Kentucky, help me out if you see any that are great. Whoa. Jump in here, but oh, you're gonna start. You're gonna start. Okay.
Yes. The number one question: why did you spit on the guy's face in California?
Damn, we already went over all this.
Yeah,
shit.
Chuck told him.
All right,
tell him again, Chuck.
Listen.
Who, by the way, he spit in the guy's face that loaned me a truck and trailer while we were out there to get to the race.
Me too.
Loaned Sean, him and that guy in Lunchbox loaned us a shop to work on our car, a truck and trailer to get to the race. I mean, he literally gave me a fucking Ford F-250.
All the alcohol that we could drink that.
Yeah, he gave us all the alcohol we could drink. He gave me a diesel to drive from North California to South California to race.
Yeah.
And he did all this for us, and then, you know, Chuck let him have it.
Yeah, well,
what's up with that?
Shit happens. First of all, I mean, the guy tried to hustle me, and I'm okay with the hustle. I got thick skin. I can take some of the hustling and shit, but the son of a bitch told me he had the same tires I had, and he had all these fucking short jokes all goddamn week.
And he was an inch taller than me.
Maybe an inch. Inch would have been stretching it. He was maybe an inch taller than me. And you know what? And I stood there, and I took it. You know where we went out there on Wednesday, so I took his bullshit on Wednesday night. I took it on Thursday. I took it on Friday. And then come Saturday night, on race night, I was still taking his bullshit. They were still trying to hustle me, take their fucking giant,
clearly caught,
giant steamroller fucking car, yeah. Wanted to race my, and still, he was still in the driver's meeting, saying he had the same fucking tire, and I said, you put the same fucking tire on your car. Yes, I was pissed off, and I was still holding my composure, and then he felt like he needed to touch me.
Ooh.
And when he put his hands on me, I fucking lost all my shit. And you guys grabbed me by my, you know, they don't show everything on TV. I did shove his ass back in the crowd. I wanted his esophagus pretty bad. But, you know, somebody had one ankle, somebody had my other leg, somebody had my arms. I was hemmed up. He's standing right in front of me, running his fucking dick sucker right in front of my fucking face. And I can't touch him. I can't swing on him. He's not close enough for me to headbutt. So I fucking spit on him. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. It was a fucking battle. We were fighting. And, you know, it wasn't like I just walked up, shook the guy's hand, and spit in his face. Yeah. That's not what happened. It was a fucking fight. You know, the guy disrespected me. I couldn't get to him. We were trying to fight each other. He had no one holding him back. I had, if you've seen the size of Chief and Sean, I had these guys holding me back. All I wanted to do was fucking smash this guy's face, and I couldn't get to him. So the only thing I had left that wasn't tied down was my saliva. So he got it in the fucking face.
And this isn't
and
the first.
So did some other people.
This isn't the first time that he's done this.
No.
So, you know, it's not like Chuck does this for cameras. This is Chuck. If you're holding Chuck back and the guy that Chuck wants to fight or kill isn't being held back, Chuck feels like he has to get to him any way he can. And so, you know, he launches projectile spit.
Yeah,
it works. Whatever. It's like a, you know, that's why we did the whole llama thing on the show. Nobody got that, but we did. Yeah. Unfortunately, Chuck hit about 50 people with that spit.
Yeah.
Some of them.
It wasn't as a good a shot as what it was the last time he spit.
Chuck didn't care. He got the guy.
Yeah.
He got the guy. That's all he wanted to do. He got everybody else. He got everybody else too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like 10 of us there.
There was a little collateral damage.
It's hard to get a lot of people to go with you to California. So we had like 10 guys to back us up. That's all we had. And then
50.
They had their whole fucking crew. I mean, the guys from Compton were there. They were mad.
We were gonna die that night.
Yeah, it got close. And
at the time,
didn't care. And then Chuck bet fucking like $5,000. He didn't have but $12 in his pocket.
Yeah.
$18. Yeah. That's fucking. Yeah, when they said he bet $5,000, I was like, that's bullshit.
I wasn't
TV.
Even real sure if we could patch that up.
I was like, that's no, dude, hell no.
No.
I was gonna see if he would take a check.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I had talked to Dave before the race. And I was so fucking mad. I was to the point where I didn't give a shit what he said. I was going to do my best to prove him wrong. And I was so fucking mad. you know, there's no telling what came out of my mouth. So even
no,
Dave
a lot.
Said,
yeah,
we need to fix this shit before you go race because he thinks you race for $5,000. I said, well, fuck him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go up here and show his ass.
No, y'all, you raced for $5,000 and then Chucky.
He stiffed you for $100.
And then, but.
He goddamn sure did.
And then Chucky had the balls after the race to go over there and tell him, get his money. So the guy gives him his money and then Chucky counts it and he's missing $100. He goes back. Where's the, I'm hey, missing $100.
Look, you're short,
Chuck's,
player.
Chuck's lucky to get out of there alive. We're all in fucking trouble here. And Chuck's, now Chuck's going to go back and ask him for the other $100. I mean.
I mean, I felt like, I mean, we raced for $5,000. He gave me $4,900. I even had somebody else count it.
Yeah, there's.
And Dave said, I'll give you the other $100 as long as you don't go back over there and
yeah.
ask him for that other $100.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Deal.
I asked Chuck in the airport.
I'm leaving
on
here
the,
with $5,000.
In the airport, the next time I saw Chuck.
At the time, I only had $4,918. And I was leaving there with $5,000.
The next time I saw Chuck, I set him off to the side and I said, man, I got to know something, Chuck. Like. We all know you didn't have any money in your pocket. So if you would have lost, like, you know, let's not say you lose a lot, but let's say you there's a chance you could have lost there.
Big tire like, car.
Like, at, what would you do right there in that situation? What were you going to do without that $5,000? And he was like, he looked at me straight up and he goes, man, I was kind of hoping y'all had me covered on that deal. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Talk about just balls and no brains. I mean, he fucking, that was awesome.
I
so,
was thinking as much money as y'all won, y'all were doing a good job. I figured. I was only the second race, but I know y'all don't go out of town without any money, and I kind of figured we could patch it up, you know.
Yeah, or
well. Y'all could leave me in California. Either way.
No, I don't think you would have gave a shit.
Yeah. I didn't really give a shit at the time.
I don't think you would have gave a shit. Okay. What? What? Yeah, why is your car called the Death Trap, Chuck?
Well, when I bought the car, it was called the Death Trap. That was the name it had. It had... The biggest reason I saw it was called the Death Trap because it had an O'Reilly socket, a great neck, not a snap
on. Neck. Come on,
it was a
GM. It was a Goodrich.
Goodrich.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr.
Chuck
Goodrich
bought the car from Sean.
Wobble
yeah,
socket.
I put that wobble socket on there
on the steering shaft. So if this chrome so, piece of shit breaks, then it just drives right in the ditch. But hey.
So instead of having
Sean's
a,
idea,
instead of having
was
a,
could go back and get it warranted if it did break.
Yeah.
So instead of having a, well, that's why he didn't buy the cheaper one. He bought the Goodrich because it's got a warranty. So instead of having a U-joint on his rack and pinion steering shaft, this motherfucker, Sean, and his old man welded a wobble socket on there. Just that's why we called it the Death Trap. And Chuck bought it from him, and well, so it's always been the Death
and
Trap.
And that wasn't really the worst of it either.
No,
I mean,
everything was held on
things.
By roofing screws. It's, everything had a rubber washer in case it rained. You know, it wouldn't go past,
yeah.
you know, whatever it was holding on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fucking roofing
screws.
You know
why? Because we had plenty of them.
Because those were left
honestly,
over after they built their shop.
We built that shop out there, and we had plenty of them left.
Yeah, and they were white.
Hey, the shifter was held on with it.
Everything.
In the car was
the
on.
Fucking nitrous controller, the fucking nitrous bottle.
I didn't have a nitrous controller.
Everything
yeah, everything
on that car was held on
and some of the
by
cage,
roofing screws.
Some of the cage was pieced together. Yeah. Some of the pieces that are supposed to be like the hoop and some of the main bars. Oh, my bad. I think it's pretty good. It's probably good.
That cage is now extinct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not anymore.
As of today.
Okay.
I raced that fucking car for a lot of years. Hey, we even took it. All we did was put a controller on it, and Crazy Kelly came to town.
I remember.
He told us, no disrespect, but that thing's a pile of shit.
No, I remember.
I'm not racing it.
Crazy Kelly said he wasn't going to race your car because it was a piece of shit. And you
outrun
running.
His ass
hey,
on the street.
Good,
started raining. We drove to fucking Texas. Beat Crazy Kelly's ass again.
You beat
and
Crazy
won.
Kelly.
The fucking little no prep cash day.
I remember
deal.
When all the big tire guys got scared and wouldn't race, including me, you kept racing and you won. And I remember you threw that in my face for a little while, but it's okay.
So that little wooden screw metal building
yeah.
put together having that so much did work back then. It was still, but it was, yes. hey, it was called the Death Trap for a reason. And I thought the fucking name was badass. So
yeah, it, was
it
a
stayed,
death trap.
It was so. A Death Trap. And I, so the
and
name
I'll tell you,
has
I'll
just
tell
stuck.
You who gave it that name, and it was Dirty Joe. Dirty Joe
yes.
came up to me. I was at the track. I'm sure I was a nitrous car, so I was changing plugs.
Yeah.
And he started looking over it, and he just sat there. And he goes, this fucking thing is a death trap. Hey, and ever since then, that was the name of the car. So
fucking perfect.
Dirty
it
Joe
stuck.
Named it, and that's what it's always been named.
Larry DeVault. Okay, Chuck, it's time for us to truth on you here with the rest of America. Larry DeVault, he says, Chuck brings down the whole team. I've been watching since the first season. He runs his mouth great, but he can't drive to save his ass. Maybe Daddy Dave should drive his car. would work out better for the team as a whole. Sorry, Chuck, but you can't drive. Always seems to be the road's fault or something. Let Dave in there. What do you got to say?
Last time I raced Dave on small tires, he got to look at the whole backside of my car. So,
ooh.
Daddy Dave's a good driver, but if you think Daddy Dave can outdrive me in a small tire car, fucking game on. I'm going to say not.
They're both good drivers.
They
can both drive.
Yeah. Chucky's just a little bit more on the edge than Dave, I think. Yeah. I think Chucky will push the car a little harder than Dave, which is fine unless you're driving for somebody else. You know what I mean? You don't want to.
Yeah.
No one's really going to put Chucky in their car.
Yeah, you don't want to step.
But
out
you're
going to
cheer.
Go, well, we'll
you're
going to
cheer.
Later.
Yeah. Unless you're the only way you're going to put Chucky in your car is if you're a pro car and you've got the money to back it and you're going to win at all costs. Then you put Chucky in the car because that's what he's going to do.
Yep.
Wow. After that episode and watching Chuck, someone should talk about mental health awareness.
Mental health.
What the fuck is mental health?
What did you do? On this episode.
What did I do?
Wow, I don't know, Chuck.
I'm not sure what mental health, what they're asking for mental health.
I don't know. That's
do I need to lose some weight?
I don't know. Chuck, best places to get tacos in OKC?
Taco Tuesday, Margarita Island.
There you go, guys.
How does that Tacoville?
Tacoville is one. I mean, they're not the best tasting, but it's the best. It's a good time.
It's the best environment.
It's a good
fucking
time.
See, that's
time.
Why I go to Margarita
My
Island.
Best,
there's more females there at night. And Tuesday night. Margarita Island, Taco Tuesday.
Right, because what else are you going to do on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's probably where he'll be tonight.
Yeah, you're damn straight. Until I have to do interviews when they call me.
So one of the questions are, when will Chuck go big tire and ditch the little tires?
That's a lot to swallow.
We all know you don't swallow. We all know you don't swallow, Chuck.
That's what she said.
I'm a spitter, not a swallower. I mean... Obviously, the way the list is going, these guys are getting faster. It looks that I'm getting slower. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think I'm getting slower. I'm pushing myself, trying to win races, and I'm fucking probably pushing myself over the limits, and I make bad decisions. I mean, my car is my responsibility, and I turn the motherfucker up. I don't know how to turn it down, and I've been losing a lot of races, so all I can say is stay tuned.
Let's just
and,
say soon.
Very soon, this sumbitch is going to have steamrollers on it, and we'll see what you guys
say.
Well, because
like, unlike some of the other cities in America that want to do street racing and copy off of Oklahoma City, we don't have a small tire list. We don't have a participation trophy. We have a list. The top 10 baddest motherfuckers, period. I don't care what kind of tires you got. Our list is for the baddest. We race heads up. If you have to have a list for the rest of your guys, then... those guys need to be racing on another night. You know what I mean? Like, those aren't Saturday night guys, you know? So, let's see.
I agree. Our list is for the baddest 10 motherfuckers in the 405. Yep. And you guys, you know, this whole list is not supplementing for guys. Well, you know, we have a small tire list for the guys that can't keep up with the baddest motherfuckers. So, they're like the second baddest motherfuckers. So, right now, we have 10 badass motherfuckers on this list.
Yeah,
so,
why would we need another list?
Yeah, we don't need another list. So it's my job to step
yeah,
my
if you can't,
car up
agree.
And fuck all 10 of those people up.
If you can't be on the list, then you either step up till you are on the list or you step off and you help somebody else. And so Chuck's not going to quit until he's competitive and at the top of this list. I know how he is. He's as hard-headed as they come. So it takes him a little long to get there, but once he's there, he's not going anywhere. So.
Yeah, so as soon as I can get tires and put them on my house and drive my house to the nearest flea market and sell that bitch, I'm getting big tires. So it's fucking coming. You wait.
Okay. When is poor Chuck going to go back to going to imports?
I mean, I kind of like the import scene, but it ain't for the street. I mean, there's a time and place. I mean, I still have my import, and just because you see me losing a few street races, I've won way more street races than I've ever lost. Unfortunately, on TV, last couple seasons, fuck, I can't hit nothing. They could throw me a slow ball, and I can't even swing and miss. So, but yeah, import racing is great. I would love to import race and race the American Muscle, but there's no class for my import car, so right now it is just a sitting pedestal on a lift in my shop, and I can just start it up once in a while and make cool noises.
It smells cool.
And it smells badass.
It makes a lot of booze.
Chuck seems cool. Hey, thanks, Brandon Mikovits. Chuck seems cool, but at this point, is the death trap just the throwaway race you guys give to the other crew? Is that basically the token loser? Dang.
Fuck no. We don't. We Dang. Don't bring Chuck.
They don't remember the wins. All they remember is the
I know.
Nooses.
There's the deal. I mean, it's just like, you know, you can have a shop and you can do 50 great jobs, but you fuck over one person and goddamn, yep.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all you hear about.
Oh, I got. They'll never stop talking about Kai Kelly. I could beat everybody in the whole world, but they're never gonna stop talking. Well, until Chuck spits on somebody, and then I get a week or so off. Yeah. You
and
know
then
what
it's
mean?
Back to Kai Kelly.
And then it's back to Kai Kelly.
Yeah. I've lost some races, and it's my job to start winning races, and so I'll make the necessary changes. And you know, but yeah, I am a cool motherfucker. Just come hang out with me.
It says you're the next Varley right here. This guy,
I'm not gonna stoop say that low. I won't stoop as low to say I'm the next Varley, but as of right now, all the races and shit that I'm losing, I mean, you guys can just start calling me Charlie, but I'm not gonna be fucking Varley. I can't go that low.
Why does Chuck suck so bad? Jesus,
because my name's Charlie.
This is it's rough on the internet today for Chuck, man. It is rough.
Is there anything on there that's not about Chuck sucking?
They're
pretty much. I have a feeling today they're all about Chuck sucking.
Why is there even a Chuck on this show? Jeez. Chuck's teeth?
My teeth? My
teeth are
all
real.
And not one of them have ever fucking been knocked out. I've knocked plenty of fucking teeth.
Yeah.
And people can say all about this goddamn fucking TV show. I've been this way my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
So don't fucking buy into the fucking, well, I'm just doing the shit for the TV show because fuck that goddamn TV show. I'm as real as it fucking comes.
Guys, Chuck can drive. He just needs help. If you weren't raised as a hothead, you'll never understand him. Chief, help him out. Chief can't help Chuck. Chief, try to help Chuck. Chucky be driving. Chucky just does what Chucky does. So this is in this situation right here, there's nothing that any, you know, when you have a small tire car and you're trying to compete on the roads and in the weather that we're racing on, it's tough. You're going to do okay with luck and a few gimmies here and there and consistency, but Chuck's never been one for consistent. Chuck swings for the fence every time. So he's going to make a pass that's unbelievable or he's not going to make a pass at all. So this guy says, give Chuck a break. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Damn, I got one fan still left.
Does Dave own the Goliath? Well,
as far as we know, he does.
Which, I don't know. Is it still, I don't even know if there is a. Tune in next week.
Is there still a Goliath?
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I saw it was for sale on eBay.
I did see upcoming next week's show, and looks like that's going to be all about Dave and Goliath.
Oh, really? Yeah. Next week?
Next week.
So there you go. David versus Goliath.
David
Unfortunately,
Goliath.
That's a biblical story. We all know how it ends.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there you go.
I know how it ends.
Little bit to you there. All right. I think we covered it all. Chuck, we're just going to hang out with Chuck all day. Yeah. So we're going to turn this podcast off, and we're going to talk. We're going to go get some margaritas and hang out with Chuck for lunch. Taco Tuesday, right?
Margarita Island. Hot bitches. Some of them are wearing leather, but it's okay. There's other ones.
What do you drive your Mustang over there?
No. I mean, me and Boosa went there the other day, and we rode nut to butt on my Harley up there.
Nice.
It's fucking sweet. It's only about a mile from the shop.
Nice.
It was dark. Nobody saw.
I bet.
Parked down the street.
All right. Well. Unless you guys got anything to add, you good?
I had a good one.
I think it was a good episode. I was happy about it.
It seems like it's, you know, just steady getting better.
I hope it will.
I mean, the first one was horrible. Now we're up to pretty good.
The episode was a great episode. I mean, again, it's hard for me to watch myself fucking lose on TV because I have a lot of passion for the sport and what we do. And I'm definitely a fucking team player. Otherwise, I wouldn't be making the changes I'm making now. But for what it was a badass episode.
It was
a
good episode.
It
was a good episode. Any one of us, I've been the guy who loses to out of town before. It sucks. You know, I've been the only guy who loses to out of town before. It does suck, but you rock and roll. You roll on. It's all over after that. So next week, we'll be back talking about the show that we're not allowed to talk about, Street Outlaws, on the channel that we're not allowed to talk about, Discovery, and we may have somebody else in the studio that we're not allowed to talk to. or about. You know what I mean?
We did really good not talking about Monza today.
We did. We didn't talk about Monza at all today. We didn't even mention his name.
He was at SEMA, though.
Yeah, he was, and we were, we had a good time with him, and he was a good time.
That motherfucker can people, dude.
Yeah, he can.
He's got people skills.
So. We're gonna see how much Chuck needs to stick with us for the rest of the year. I don't think we have what it takes. We don't have the money to afford it. We can't afford him, but maybe he'll be back if he kills it on another episode like he did last night.
I'm pretty good at fucking killing it right now.
All right, don't forget, send us your questions, all your awesome comments, everything to the Facebook, rag on us, tell us how shitty we are and how bad we suck. Yep. And if by chance we're not canceled by next week and they don't come in here and shut the studio down.
Well, they're not going to because we're doing good.
You think so?
Our studio is.
You think so?
I don't know
so?
About the show. They may cancel it.
But. I mean, as long as it's not fucking raining, y'all can still film in this raggedy piece of shit.
We're going to need to borrow some of those screws.
I got 5 gallon bucket.
Have Duffy pull them out of the car, bring them over.
Death trap screws. Yeah. We'll fix all the leaks in this case.
Yeah. I like this little shithole that we're stuck in here. So anyway, see you guys next week. Chuck, go fucking fix your car.
I'm on the way right now.
Go
a
fucking
total bucket of shit. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
So give
do
me
something different.
Like a couple months.
Yeah.
Do something different. All right. All right, see you guys later. Love you. Peace.
See ya.